Blackstone Audio presents George F. Kennan, An American Life by John Lewis Gaddis. This book was read by Malcolm Hilgartner. In memory of Annalisa Sorensen Kennan, 1910 to 2008, without whom it would not have been possible. Preface. I have sometimes wondered whether you would be able to see your way to going through with it, George Kennan wrote me in 1995, 14 years after I became his biographer, 16 years before the book would appear. But, he added, I comfort myself with reflection that I have, after all, deservedly or otherwise, become something closer to a national figure in recent years. I do not expect to live to see the results of your efforts, and I am not sure that I ought to see them even if I live to do it. But write them, if you will, on the confident assumption that no account need be taken of my own reaction to them, either in this world or the next. Kennan had, of course, already secured an international reputation as a diplomat, grand strategist, historian, memoirist, cultural critic, and anti-war activist when, in 1981, at the age of 78, he agreed to cooperate in the writing of this biography. We both assumed that it would appear a few years after his death. Neither of us foresaw how far into the future that would be. Kennan would not die until March 17, 2005, at the age of 101. Characteristically, he blamed himself for the delay. He saw no signs that the biography was in progress, Kennan wrote in his diary after I paid him a visit in 1997, but I don't find this surprising. Gaddis would no doubt have preferred to write it when I am dead, as I should, in the natural order of things, long since have been.